Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play. Only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
But there's more motions that happened today.
So the first day they had that motion, that took up pretty much the whole morning. And then they had the defense had another motion to compel and a motion for sanctions. The basis of this motion was that the state has been very late in their discovery, tendering it over to the defense. Mm-hmm. In some cases, 9, 10 months past the discovery deadline dates. Additionally, they're claiming that there's information that they never got at all. You know, that there's information that they know exists that they're still waiting for. So they kind of went through everything with that. And the sanctions they're asking for is that she give date certain, like in terms of, okay, if you have discovery, we want it within 7 days of you guys getting it.
Sure.
Want date certain for stuff that's outstanding that you say that you have. We want it by like August 13th, you know? Yeah. So the sanctions aren't really like they're asking for punishment.
Just be reasonable on what you're getting and let's move this along and not have to have somebody begging for it in a hearing.
Exactly. And like, there is like a couple of the things that they're saying that were very late disclosed, you know, the defense is asking for them to bar that evidence. And like McClellan's argument was like, well, no, that's the most extreme remedy. You just grant a continuance. Like if they need time to dig into this shit, especially with the geofencing stuff came real late. Mm-hmm. And there's another phone extraction that has been just kind of hanging there in the wind forever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're still waiting to get that. Apparently a new version of Cellebrite, which is a tool law enforcement uses in order to extract mm-hmm. data from phones. A new version of that came out. So he's running that report and he's analyzing it and they're supposed to be turning that over. That's what they're asking for by the 13th of August. So kind of left it there. I think the judge will probably rule like, look, you know, I'm good with the gifts. We're getting close to trial. Give it to him in 7 days.
Yeah.
You got it. Date certain on the ones that we know exist and that you haven't turned over, and you know, just play nice with each other. Let's just get this thing moving. We're going to trial.
Yeah.
Because she talked about today. And again, if our viewers don't know, this was been set for trial. It's been set a couple times.
Yes.
The most recent time was supposed to go in mid-May. Mm-hmm. That got kicked. But they had already sent out the jury questionnaires back then. They sent 600 out. If you don't know anything about the case, they are importing a jury from Allen County, which is a much bigger county, and it's kind of where Fort Wayne, Indiana is, mm-hmm. probably the second biggest city next to Indianapolis. So they're going to be they're going to pick the jury up there. They're going to bring them down. So we just found out today that the jury questionnaires are going out tomorrow, another 600 of them. So the wheels are in motion again. This thing looks like it's going to really go in October. Unfortunately, Gull is not going to be televising it because, frankly, everybody that was obsessed with Karen Reed, this thing's all of that and more.
Made everybody think twice about let's put cameras in the courtroom.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that was the second motion. She took that under advisement as well. And this is all yesterday. And then the third motion, which was the one I was kind of looking for the most yesterday, was the defense had filed a motion to dismiss. And it was based on the overall concept that essentially that law enforcement has ghosted a bunch of evidence in order to hide the fact that there's other suspects out there, mm-hmm. Namely like Brad Holder. They were really focusing on this guy, Brad Holder. they were looking at him real early. Like when the girls went missing, a bunch of people called in on this guy. They're like, dude, look at this guy. So they called him in on the 17th, which was, you know, 3 days after the girls were discovered over on Ron Logan's property, deceased. And, you know, they have no, like, so that's the video. It was taped over.
Yep.
Oops. Vanished.
The DVR didn't work. We put a TiVo in there from 02 and it ran out of its 100 megabyte space or some bullshit. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then I'm going to look through my notes a little bit because there was a lot. And
so
they also, you know, and what they're, the other thing that they're trying to insinuate is that, so Baldwin, Andrew Baldwin, who's the other, one of the other defense attorneys, calls one of the young lawyers up in the courtroom real dramatic. It reminded me of that scene from Miracle on 34th Street when they have Santa on the stand, and the way that he proves it is by dumping all the mail, like, you know, all the letters to Santa. That's how you prove Santa exists. So he brings out, like, he lets this kid put these giant piles of paper. Okay, so he puts like three or four of them on the table. They're about a foot and a half high.
Okay.
And he's like, Your Honor, he's like, I just bought these to be, you know, for demonstrative evidence so that you could see each one of these pile represents one phone dump extraction. So, and what they've done is they have extracted 101 phones.
Okay.
Okay. And this is the amount of data printed out, what it looks like. And, you know, so he's arguing. Yet, however, out of the 101 phones that they extracted, the one that they're claiming they didn't extract was Brad Holder.
Of course.
So, right. So like they extracted Holder's son, his phone, who was dating Abby. Like they were young. I think he was 15 and she was 13, but they were talking on the phone.
Sure. Kids. Yeah.
Gotten together a couple times. You know, like there's a knowledge there. There's a connection between the Holders and one of the victims, you know, and then you have all this shit that Brad Holder's posting on his Facebook. The dude's like a self-proclaimed odinist. Like there's no hiding.
There is.
Like,
yes. It's not a hidden thing. When people go into like the Odin thing is bullshit. No, it's actually not. Like just here's where you can go look at it.
Right.
Yeah.
So Baldwin really did focus primarily on Holder and just the fact that they didn't really appear to have done any investigation, or if they did, what they've done is they've disappeared at all to make him seem like he's not the guy. So they put on multiple cops, including Jerry Holman, who is the lieutenant, Indiana State Police, one of the main dudes. Yeah, Doug Carter, Jerry Holman, Tony Liggett are the kind of the main three dudes, the Unified Command, which is the little core group of the investigating team. And, you know, they claim that they cleared Brad Holder like early, you know, and that they cleared him through his time card from work, which had him at work by 4:55 a.m., taking lunch at 12:22, coming back from lunch at 12:42, and then leaving work at 2:35. In the meantime, they say, well, how far is his the landfill where he works? How far is that from the High Bridge? And they say it's about a 35-minute drive. In the meantime, Holman says, well, we believe that the time of death of the girls is between 2:30 and 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So in their minds, that alibis him out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like, but what the reality is it's twofold in my estimation. It's one that you have a guy who has about two hours. Cause the next thing he does after work is he goes to Anytime Fitness and uses Bob. And that's at about, I want to say 4:35-ish, or right around there. Maybe it was a little earlier. And so you've got this period of time from the time he gets off work to where he goes and works out. And he posted that day. And he was like that post that he did on that day was like, my testosterone is raging. Like as soon as he gets to the gym, it was just a weird post.
It's a weird. Yeah. Yeah.
But like my bigger thing is not so much that he's alibied based on their shitty timeline. It's
exactly
like where did you get this timeline? Is your timeline? Are you doing a Murdoch? That like that's the last time.
Is it just
that,
him giving the timeline? Well, that's fact. He said it must be true.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm talking about when they think. Right. Like, yeah. I mean, we don't know what the Emmy says. Like, yeah. I don't know when the Emmy is, because as far as we know, the girls aren't discovered until the following morning.
Yeah.
Later in the morning. And they could have been killed at any point after they were, abducted from the bridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just don't know. And now it comes out that Libby's phone pings at 4:30 a.m. like inexplicably, like off the tower, as if the phone had been moved and like went active again. Mm-hmm. So, and no one's got an explanation for that, you know, and that's a huge deal. So my point is that how are they clearing a guy how do you clear him without extracting his phone when he's got a known connection to the victim, when you've got a crime scene that obviously looks like it was staged to mimic a ritualistic sacrifice. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody really thinks that it was an actual ritualistic sacrifice, but whoever did the killings was mimicking it, whether it was to cover it up, to make it seem like that, or whether it was somebody that's into Odinism and is just like, we're going to put some runes down, whatever the case may be,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, but like the defense is arguing, how are you clearing this guy if you didn't extract his phone? So ultimately, to get there, to win that motion, they have to show that the evidence could have been either exculpatory or that it would be material and potentially helpful to the defense.
Sure.
So once you clear that hurdle, then you have to, in order to get a motion to dismiss, which is, again, the most extreme remedy. Like, mm-hmm. like there's no chance that they're winning this motion. Like, just so we're clear about that. But then you have to be able to show that they intentionally destroyed it or intentionally ghosted it. Mm-hmm. So, which you're not going to be able to get a cop on the stand and say, yeah, we intentionally deleted the video from the 17th. Yeah, we did do an extraction, but we're pretending like we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad Holder's phone is no longer here. You know, it's like they're saying, if you're using common sense, they've done 101 phone extractions and you're going to have us believe for 1 second that they didn't actually do an extraction of this guy's phone out of everybody.
The one person that we'd really want to see it from. That's what you didn't do.
Right. I mean, so like it's a strong argument. She's not going to obviously dismiss the case, but I mean, it's got legs.
It legitimately should be for consideration for dismissing the case because it's a pretty big piece of this that is being just kind of like swept to the side, like, no big deal, no big deal.
I know, man. And then, so that brings us, that concluded the first day.
Are you ready to listen to this podcast ad-free?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel now on Apple Podcasts.
You'll instantly have access to all of our episodes labeled Advance Ad-Free. You'll hear the interviews before everyone else and with no interruptions.
No interruptions.
Subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel now on Apple Podcasts.
And start binging now.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.